Monday night, Dvar Halacha, or L'Gimel Tammuz. I'm not sure if I said this once before, so stop me if you heard this already. It's actually not so clear, right? You bend down when you make the Brach and Shmona Esrei, Baruch Atah, or by Modim. When exactly do you get up? The Lashon HaGemara is not so clear. From the simple reading of the Gemara, Zokef B'Shem, one would think that you get up as you say Hashem's name, as you say the name. But in other sources, it seems like you're supposed to get up before you say Hashem's name. And when you say Hashem's name, you're already supposed to be Zokuf. So I found the Sefer that actually discusses the back and forth, because we had it in the Ein Yaakov Shir. And he brings down, it's actually a Machlokas Yishonim, and he brings down different Lashonos. And the bottom line is, he actually doesn't say, I thought that, he says also, the bottom line is that it's probably better to get up. Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says, Beferish, by the way, that you should get up before you say Hashem's name. And the Chayyodim also pretty much says, Beferish, that you should. I tined that it should be like a lulav, an Esrig Arbaminim, where we say the reason we don't shake it when we say Hashem's name is because you're not supposed to be doing anything else when you say Hashem's name. So now when you get up, it's not supposed to be like you're releasing the spring and you just pop up like a jack-in-the-box. You're supposed to be getting up. Zokef, you're supposed to be doing a pu'ula, and you really shouldn't do a pu'ula as you're saying Hashem's name, as we see by the Arbaminim. That's my raya. But be that all as it may, the safest maskana is that it's better indeed to do the way the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says, Beferish, to get up, you know, Baruch Atah, and then you get up, and then you say Hashem's name.